you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Thursday, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, live streaming warm for your ear holes till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 5, 6, 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. And if that's where you're listening to us, if you're not listening, or if you're listening to us and it ain't that time, you know, you're probably listening to a rerun here on crabdiving.com/live, or perhaps you have downloaded us as a great diamond that we have produced for you out on the internet as a podcast. We're available at Stitcher, at iTunes, and always at crabdiving.com. Thanks for joining us either way. Periscope audience, yo, yo, what up? My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on, guys?
Welcome to the Crab Fest today. The usual, we're going to be doing the usual. We're going to be taking on the right.
Yes.
Shining a light on, you know, assholery, dickwatery.
Fuck you, Glenn Beck. Fuck you, Rush Limbaugh.
Et cetera. We, you know, I don't know if we have a Glenn Beck moment. We might have a little bit of Rush Limbaugh, too. We definitely have some news. And some stuff from the brand new, I guess they just added a seat to...
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The Republican primary, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
The 2016 Republican primary is a little bit stuffier in the clown car. As none other than our good and wonderful friend from Texas, former governor of Texas, currently under indictment for corruption.
How the fuck do you do that and run for president?
I don't think that's in the rules where it says if you're under indictment.
That makes no sense.
That you can't run.
The
Mr. McPerry.
Agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education,
Commerce,
and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
That was Rick Perry with his famous oops moment from the last time we did this bullshit election stuff. And still, as always, my favorite part of that little clip at the end is where you can hear Herman Cain. Herman Cain judged this guy. Herman Cain judged Rick Perry going, oh my, in the background in a George Takei moment.
You know, but that's Herman Cain has one of my most favorite quotes ever. Is Becky, Becky, right. Stan. Meaning, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Why should I have to know that?
Proudly
Who
proclaiming.
Gives a fuck?
Yeah, proudly proclaiming his ignorance to the foreign policy. When people are like, you know, do you know... You don't know the name of this guy. What? I don't know. He's Becky Stan.
You're the president. You should know who the leader of Becky Stan is.
Well, his point was,
fucking,
you know,
job,
I'll figure
idiot.
That shit out if you elect me. Why fill my brain with all that, that flotsam and extra bullshit when if I'm not going to run, I got important shit to think about. So that was probably what Herman Cain was talking about there. I don't know. He's got his own channel now. He's a much better bullshitpreneur than Sarah Palin, though, because he is actually putting out shit on his ridiculous channel, right? He's we talked about before how there sadly are, I guess, dozens of disappointed people that are subscribing to the Sarah Palin channel.
They don't have any content
because she's not putting out stuff. Yeah. And
she's got to put out.
Her family is putting out shit. Bristol's, working on some Duggar numbers with her second kid already. Although she might have waited a year or two in between, right? With Torque or Twat or
I think
Tig. Tingle. What's the kid's name?
I think it's Twat Tingle.
Twat Tingle.
Yeah,
his middle name is Tingle. Track.
Track.
No, wait. Track is her.
Yes.
Is her brother who takes his shirt off to get in fights.
Oh, yes. He's a lunatic.
Or is that Trig? Or no, Trig
no,
is
no,
the...
No, Trig is the one that stands on dogs.
Trig is the youngest Palin.
Who stands on dogs.
Who is allowed to stand on dogs.
Right.
I
gotta fix the camera. I'm so sorry. I fucked
the,
Sorry, Periscopers.
We're sorry, Periscopers. Follow us on the Twitter. If you want to check out our Periscope stream, you can think that's the easiest way to do it. Go to Twitter. Go to Crab Diving, at Crab Diving. And our most recent twat will have a link to our Periscope where you can see us live as we sit in front of a couple of microphones.
Right.
And now I'm trying to gesture more just to make interesting because there's people here, people watching.
I think I made it. Now you can see our sign.
Rick Perry trending on the Twitter.
Fuck you.
As we speak, because Rick Perry has put his feet into the clown car.
What an asshole.
Today, Rick Perry announced that he is going to run for the president. You know, he's much smarter this time. He's got glasses and shit.
Ooh.
And there is a song that Rick Perry I'm on BuzzFeed has the link that
Effete.
There's a rap slash country song
that's like Kid Rock. That's what Kid Rock does. He's a rap artist slash country kind of rednecky
kinda. Yeah, I guess I like some Kid Rock shit.
Someone just said, they just said on this Periscope that they don't know anything about politics. Well, this is the perfect show for them.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Did we hashtag it incorrectly?
This is about you, buddy.
Did we hashtag it incorrectly?
No.
Welcome. We're going to talk about politics. Sorry. That's what we do here.
I hashtagged it politics, liberals, and libcrib.
Religion?
Oh, I didn't hashtag
it. No, I mean,
religion.
We're gonna, for the Periscope group, we're going to, we'll probably talk about religion a little bit. So Rick Perry's song that he played, I believe I have here a little bit of it. Let me see if this doesn't fuck things up for the radio so we can maybe let our Periscopers in on this also. Listen to this song. Rick Perry supporter, let's protect our border.
Is that one of his things?
This is what they just they played. I ain't making this shit up.
They play it when he walks up on stage.
He's in front of he's in front of a plane that says Perry for president. There's people everywhere, and there's people everywhere, and it's in Addison, Texas. He's in a hangar, I guess, somewhere with some big, giant fucking airplane.
Ooh, what's Addison like? What kind of metropolitan paradise is that?
Addison, Texas.
Fuck you!
And there's, hundreds of people there waving Rick Perry for president sign, and exactly what I just said. Rick Perry supporter, let's protect our borders. Yeah, remember? He was gonna get the Texas National Guard. And send them to
Mexico?
Like skeet shooting to yell pull when the Mexicans are flying over the border.
Yeah.
He was going to send the Texas militia down there or the Texas National Guard to go protect it.
You know what I say to that? I mean, sometimes when I meet xenophobic people that are afraid of Mexicans spilling over the Rio Grande, what if you just let them live here?
Oh, but
what's the big fucking deal, asshole?
Because they'll vote Democrat.
What are you?
That's the problem.
What are you doing in this country that's so fucking great, by the way? That's the other question. What do you contribute exactly?
But I work on Wall Street. I help banks make more money.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for contributing so much to society.
Probably what's more to the point in fucking Texas is, you know, I don't know. I sit around all day drinking beer, watching football, you know, farting into the couch, yelling at my wife. Right. I'm an American. I'm contributing.
If it was 1950, I'd be able to backhand you.
Fuck you.
So, Rick Perry, jumping into the clown car.
Absolutely.
Big news here.
Yes.
We really welcome Rick Perry.
Welcome.
Especially into the debates. He better step it up.
Oh, yes.
Too, because...
Electric Boogaloo.
I think right now that, you know, with these, the way they say they're going to be doing these debates and shit.
Yes.
Where they're just going to take the top 10 in the poll average.
Right. Huh,
you said poll.
Yes.
That they are going to... He might be left out. Like right now, I don't think he's in the top 10. Donald fucking Trump in the top 10.
Yeah.
Rick Perry, who was quite entertaining and right. pretty high in the polls up till, you know, the middle of the last election, out.
That sucks. That's not what I want. We can't do this again and not have oops.
Oh, absolutely.
That's like having a sequel to an amazing... That's like having a Star Wars sequel and be like, there's no Luke in this one. Right. Fuck it. No Darth Vader.
No Darth, no Luke.
By the way, how awesome do the new Star Wars movies look?
Yeah, looking way forward to that shit.
I mean, how do you feel about Harrison Ford in it?
What do you mean?
Well... What I mean is, I saw the last Indiana Jones he did, and it was fucking sad and shitty.
Yes. His fault, though? Was it just a shitty overall, or is it because...
No, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. If someone comes to you and says, hey, how much do you think you made for that Indiana Jones?
A lot.
Do you want to do this stupid fucking job of being in a movie for
helicopters to pay for and plane. Yeah. He's one of those guys, right?
He flies helicopters. Yeah, and he has to crash his plane into a fucking golf course. And
I was going to say he's got to feed Calista Flockhart, but no, he doesn't.
They divorced.
Oh, I don't think they're divorced.
I thought they got divorced.
Oh, did they?
I thought they had one of the most expensive divorces in history. Or maybe that was a chick before Calista.
Maybe. I thought Calista is the current wife.
Didn't Calista Flockhart...
And she was the one who was really... She was known for... Like on TV, yeah. She was the one that kind of... Do you remember? Now, they're all built like stick figures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But do you remember when Calista Flockhart was on a stick figure?
Everybody freaked the fuck out.
Right, that was a big thing. Like, oh my God, she's unhealthy. She's got to eat a sandwich or something.
You know, yeah.
And now that's the norm for a lot of these, you know.
Who was the itty bitty young chick that used to date Jack Nicholson?
Don't know. We'd have to ask the Hollywood Hick about that one. Hollywood Hick, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the other great programs here on the network. If you're into the Hollywood gossipy kind of shit and a lot of trash TV.
Yes.
And funny, bad criminals on the sevens here on the network. Streaming live. The network streams live. The show isn't live.
Pre-recorded, in tape, not in front of a studio audience.
7 p.m., 7 a.m. crabdiving.com/live.
Yeah.
Also in the, part of the clown car, this is heinous as fuck. This is garnered. If you go to our other social media, go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
This is there's a lot of comments on this motherfucking story of Ted Cruz.
Ugh, what a gross asshole.
Ted fucking Cruz of Texas. Who is running for prez?
Right,
is he was out at some deal in Michigan?
Fuck you!
Probably raising money,
right?
You know, Jesus, the sky's gonna fall. The homos are getting married, and you know, like
blah
the president
blah blah
kind of shit. But then he also, at one point, apparently. I read later that he's used these jokes before. So he kind of reuses his material.
I don't fault him for
you
that.
You don't fault him for that. You can't expect him to have, you know, a half hour brand new every other night. And on the day, well, it's his timing, though.
Yeah.
This was yesterday. And he said, Vice President Joe Biden.
Oh, God.
You know, the nice thing, you don't need a punchline.
It's not even funny. What is the what? He is a walking punchline.
There was another part where he said that if you walk up to someone and say Joe Biden, they start laughing. And this was on the day that Joe Biden buried his 46-year-old son.
Yeah. Classy.
Bo.
Yeah. And by the way, whatever. Any of these right-wing nut jobs making that joke about anyone is nuts. Ted Cruz is a walking punchline.
Absolutely.
Fucking Santorum, Huckabee, they're idiots.
That's why we call it the clown car and play the clown music. But, I mean, just it just shows you so many more levels, I think, of just the disconnect that fuck has. To what's going on.
I mean, do you think he just forgot? He wasn't aware that this was going on for Joe Biden? Or
yeah, well, I'm sure he found out about it.
Yeah.
He knew it happened.
Yeah.
And it shows you that he's up there just blah, 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 reciting his...
Yeah, his stump speech.
Right.
What do I do if I have to change out a line?
So if it's his people, you know, you got to get into that teleprompter... And keep an eye on that shit and maybe take out the Biden jokes. And, you know, I mean, those jokes are so dumb and generic. You could put that anyone's name in there.
Right. And actually, if you're classy at all and you know Joe Biden, maybe when you are making a speech, you say something. Let's have a moment of silence for Joe Biden's fucking son or something. You could come off at
that's not gonna happen.
I'm serious.
Be the better person? We're talking about... Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is not dumb.
He doesn't comprehend that there's any other humans on the planet but him.
Right.
I mean, his father talks about him being some weird, like, angel of God coming down. That
his father's an asshole.
It's the certain times that his father's gonna. I mean, that God sent him down. Apparently. Through his own balls. Thank you, Lord, for taking control of my jizz load.
Right.
Momentarily.
Do not look skyward with thine mouth open.
Right.
If you can help it.
So he justifiably was shat upon, beat up, and has taken a lot of heat. In the press and on social media, we're talking about Ted Cruz.
Right.
What's happening?
I'm changing the camera angle because I can't get it right over here. So I'm just like...
We're moving things around on Periscope.
I hope that's okay. Hope I'm not making anyone motion sickness.
The Vice... So Ted Cruz...
Yes.
Actually came out...
Of the closet.
And apologized.
Oh, shit.
What
kind of Republican is he?
Well, but listen to this. Quote, apology. He said, he said that after the event, he told reporters it was heartbreaking and tragic and said that my prayers are with the vice president and his family.
Oh. That's nice.
A reporter from Detroit News asked him, well, why did you tell a joke about the vice president tonight? According to NBC News, the senator walked away without commenting. Why'd you tell a joke about the vice president? Like this.
Yeah. They don't want these guys are trained to not talk.
Oh, yeah. Run.
You know,
turn
when they don't have to.
If you're challenged.
Because.
Got a thing to do. Got to save the country.
Right. Because it hasn't got that kind of thing doesn't go well for them when they talk.
So on his Facebook page, on Ted Cruz's Facebook page,
right,
late last night, he said It was a mistake to use an old joke about Joe Biden during his time of grief, and I sincerely apologize.
No, on his Facebook page. Well, that's nice.
It was a mistake.
Right. Well, yes, it was a mistake, but it was a horrible, horrible mistake.
And then he said, the loss of his son is heartbreaking and tragic, and our prayers are very much with the vice president and his family, which is nice. But I don't know.
A mistake is like when you accidentally, you know.
Do we blame his people for this?
Yes.
I mean, he's just he's reading a prompter. And he probably doesn't, good God, I'm defending Ted Cruz.
His people, that's their fucking job, though. That's their fucking job. All right, Periscopers, you're about to watch At Violex. No, don't even joke around like that. That's how horrible accidents are made.
That's like Sons of Anarchy type shit.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ted Cruz, I guess we could say, maybe we could blame it on his peeps. For not changing the prompter, but I don't know.
He's a total he's a total fucking asshole.
Right.
I mean, God, I'm trying to get this fucking angle right.
Now, entering into the Democratic side, you know, we've got a couple now on the Democrat side. It seems to be a 10-to-1 ratio.
Well, it's going to be Bernie and Hillary.
Make something or other. The guy who entered the other day. Oh, it's so bad. I don't remember his name. And we also have now yesterday Lincoln Chafee.
Wasn't Alec Baldwin?
No, not Alec Baldwin. Lincoln Chafee yesterday.
Who the fuck is that?
He is the former governor of Rhode Island.
The Kingdom of Rhode Island.
He's the guy. We might have talked about him on a previous episode of Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Go to iTunes, Stitcher. And if you go to Stitcher or iTunes, you motherfucking goddamn it, leave us a 5-star review.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah. Show us some love. Spread the crabs to your friends.
Exactly. We don't itch that much. Lincoln Chafee is, he was a Republican and then he was an independent and then now he's a Democrat. So
who the fuck is he?
He sort of found the light. He was the 66th governor of Rhode Island. He was the secretary of the Navy for a little while. He was a senator from Rhode Island.
He doesn't seem progressive enough for me. Anybody that used to be a Republican.
He was,
you know.
But at the time, he was frequently ranked as the least conservative Republican in the Senate.
Okay.
Even to the left of some, quote, conservative Democrats. Back in the day when we used to have such things on both sides.
Right.
Now we just have Democrats who are all conservative, except for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and maybe a couple others in the Senate.
Like a Lieberman.
And the right is going batshit fucking crazy.
Sure.
The loonies are taking over. We just got breaking news here.
Oh, shit.
On crab diving from the BBC, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
U.S. government agencies hit by massive breach affecting federal personnel data.
No, I don't give a shit. I mean, I'm not in the FBI or anything. I mean,
I guess, yeah, if you don't care, who knows what kind of data might have been taken, though. So that's breaking news. Here we'll keep your ear holes pressed to your device of choice.
You're right.
And listen to our stream.
Maybe this is a good time to say goodbye to the Periscope users. I can't find a good place to put this fucking camera.
Okay, Periscope
users.
I'm
sorry.
Thanks. Cheers for listening. We'll be back.
Cheers.
Take off. Bye bye.
Have a lovely day.
So, Lincoln Chafee, his big thing. I remember he was on a couple weeks ago on a punditry type show, and he's one of these guys who says, "Look, if you voted for the Iraq war,
you're a dick.
You have no business being president."
Oh, shit.
I think just in general.
Oh, shit. I like this guy.
But he's very conservative. You know, he's still conservative.
Is he pro-gay marriage?
You know, I don't know. Probably. I mean, it sounds like he's more... Oh, he was Republicans for Choice member.
Okay.
is there such a thing as that anymore?
It's so funny when you say something like that. I'm like, that's amazing. He's a Republican that's pro-choice. I'm like, no, that just means he's a little closer to being like a normal person than some of these asshole conservatives. Right. That's like the bare fucking minimum.
Republican for choice. I got to see if this even exists anymore.
No, they killed them all.
It says there's it is an American Political Action Committee composed of members of the United States Republican Party who support abortion rights.
That's amazing.
Dang, it still exists, I guess, somewhere. No. They're not allowed anywhere in the Republican Party as far as getting elected. That's for fucking sure.
Right.
Oh, here, there's three members in the Senate.
Yes.
Oh, look, two women. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, and Mark Kirk of Illinois.
Right.
Who has to kind of ride the blue a little bit to keep his job in Illinois.
Sure.
And in the House, there's five, none of which are women. So none of the Republican women of the House are pro-choice, or at least members of Republican for choice.
God, how they're, wait, they're women? And they don't want control over their own fucking reproductive systems?
No, they think that, you know, the Lord prescribed that men should have dominion over them, and they should keep their big fan, legs open and their mouth shut.
Sure. Let me ask you something. In the civil rights movement back in the 60s, were there any African-American politicians that were against the civil rights movement?
Well, I don't think there were that many African-American politicians.
Or maybe there were none.
At that time, right. I think that was kind of what they were aiming for. They were trying to get to that point.
Right. I just don't understand how a woman could be anti-choice. I don't fucking get it.
I don't understand either. They get fleeced into believing their religion a lot that the, you know, clump of cells in their body is a fully formed, fully cognizant, fully besouled human being.
Here, look, I'm a Republican. I want dominion over the puss, and I'm going to pay you less. How do you like that,
right,
ladies?
There's a great cartoon that we put up on Facebook. It was a guy paying Caitlyn Jenner for the photo shoot that she did for Esquire magazine or whatever magazine that she did. And it's Caitlyn standing there, and he goes, "Here you go, congratulations." And it says, 78% of what you would have made before. It's great.
That's funny.
Congratulations. Right. Now you're going to make 78% less. 22% less than you did before.
God, that's a woman. It's just insane. That kind of thing should be a no-brainer. There should be an equal pay for women, you know, thing, right?
Well, yeah. I still can't believe that in the 70s, we didn't manage to. Well, I guess I do believe it. But the Equal Rights Amendment.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know that it would pass now. No. In fact, it probably wouldn't pass now. There's no way in fuck that it would pass now with the Republicans in charge.
Yeah.
And all it says is you can't discriminate on someone because they have a vagina. We have to put an amendment into the Constitution that says that people with vaginas are people.
Aren't our politicians supposed to be like of our society, the more evolved, the brightest, the most educated?
That was the theory that our mincing liberal founders had.
Slave owners.
However, a couple of them were, you know, liberal at the time.
Right.
For the time, they were crazy liberal.
Jefferson, right? He didn't own slaves.
He did.
Oh, that's right.
Reluctantly, though. He was so reluctant that he, you know, fucked a couple of them.
Twist my arm.
If I must own you, at least I will pleasure you.
Oh, God. You know, it's hard to imagine back then, and the sex was at all pleasurable. I mean, just in terms
for
of
who?
For anyone, for hygiene, for, like, you know, I don't know. Walking around all day. You want to have sex with some dude walking around in a powdered wig all day and a floofy shirt?
Well, no.
They don't have the the luxury of an antiperspirant.
Right.
Or a body wash or a loofah.
Nor did the ladies under those big giant hoop skirts and
how did we survive? How did we survive those dark times?
We're still horny. Still horny as fuck.
Right. Welcome to the Crab Diving Show.
By the way, Lincoln Chafee, this is interesting. I heard this on Rachel Maddow. That
sort of.
Rhode Island, you would think, you know, Rhode Island's one of the original 13.
Oh, yes.
Tiny little Rhode Island.
By the way, comedian Catherine Claypole just texted in, Jack Nicholson dated Laura Flynn Boyle.
That's the one.
Boom.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine Claypole.
Right.
Laura Flynn Boyle, she went like batshit crazy, right? Like big time drugs, maybe? We'll have to ask the Hollywood Hick about
Check out her show on YouTube, New Mood Food.
New Mood Food. It's weed food, isn't it?
It's pairing food with weed.
It's like a cannabis sommelier.
Yes.
Wee-wee. Like that. Lincoln Chafee is the first presidential candidate from Rhode Island.
Oh, wow.
Like, ever. First candidate, like major candidate from a major party from Rhode Island.
That's crazy to me because how many do we have from Texas, Florida, Georgia, and all the
Virginia's the big one.
Arkansas.
Right?
That's where Clinton came from.
And Huckabee.
I would make it real easy if I was in charge. I'd be like, listen, there are certain states, I'm not naming any names, that we've heard from quite enough in the history of our country.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting the next few elections or whatever, fucking hell. Because sorry, Texas, you tried. I don't know what to tell you. We don't need anyone from Mississippi. We don't want anyone running our whole country like that state, or Michigan, or Florida, Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah, it goes on and on. You could drift up to South Dakota.
What about one of these startup types to run our country? You know, young hipster glasses-y kind of Silicon Valley guy.
There are a lot of them are libertarian-y.
Yeah?
Yeah. They read Ayn Rand and jerked off to it at 14 and decided that they could take over the universe and who cares what about any other people as long as I got mine, you know, who gives a shit about
who's going to lead
society?
Us? Who can we trust? We're fucked. Is it Bernie? Is Bernie the only one we could trust?
Well, yeah, I think honestly, Bernie is one of the few, you know, that is one of the more genuine candidates, I think, in a long time. Honest.
What are we going to do about his hair?
He's 70-something.
I understand
cares about
that.
His hair?
He's
Let
running
him...
for president. Just can he comb it?
Leave him alone.
I know. Can he comb it, though? Just a comb. Just a little pomade.
I don't care. I appreciate the fact that he's too distracted and too flustered
right.
by what the Republicans are doing in the into the country.
I do want to hear
to care about his hair.
He'll be great in a debate because I think he will just counter with facts and information.
Did you see that he not only has petitioned the Democratic National Party for more debates, he wants to be out there debating more.
Great. That's awesome.
Against Hillary Clinton and Lincoln Chafee.
I think that would ultimately be good for the Democratic candidate,
and
don't
the dude
you?
Whose name I can't remember. O'Malley. Martin O'Malley.
Yeah. Martin O'Malley, is that a Chicagoan?
No, Maryland.
Oh,
Governor Maryland. Former Governor of Maryland. He also says if you voted for the Iraq War, you have no business.
Go fuck yourself.
Five interesting things about Lincoln Chafee.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
That Martin O'Malley, who is now a Democrat running against him, was one of the guys that encouraged him to switch parties back in 2013.
Yes.
Chafee was the only Republican senator at the time to vote against authorizing the use of force on Saddam Hussein.
Holy
shit. He was the only Republican at the time.
That must have been such an unpopular stance. that must have sucked for him, you know.
Other Republicans often referred to him as the missing link. Lincoln Chafee, get it?
Oh,
missing
God,
link.
Okay. I don't get it. It's not that funny. Oh.
He wrote in George H.W. Bush for president in 2004 because he was done with W.
Oh, he wrote in his father.
He wrote in dad.
Well, we don't want him either. I mean, you know.
He said he made it clear he was not voting for the incumbent, wrote in the name President George H.W. Bush instead.
Do you think if his son, do you think if W's, if H's son had been president, we would have stopped the first Iraq war or would it have kept going?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever Cheney would have said probably whatever would Cheney be the wanted. Answer. Well, I'm stupid. Who gives a shit?
Chafee voted for Obama twice.
What?
And served as a campaign co-chair in 2012. He switched. You know, he became a Democrat. And then after...
Plays on both sides.
His background, he attended exclusive prep schools.
Oh.
Including Phillips Academy, known as Andover, where he was a schoolmate of none other...
Yes.
Than James Earl Jones Bush.
I drink with one pinky extended.
Jebediah Bush. God. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Well, they must have had so much fun.
John Ellis Bush.
John Ellis.
J.E.B.
Was J.E.B. a cokehead as well in his formative years? Or is it just W?
I think mac and cheese was one of his big things.
Oh, because he's fat?
He was not svelte. He majored in the classics.
Right.
Chafee did.
Oh.
Classics. He's like an art major.
How's he going to run the country? What's he going
to
do?
At Brown, and then went to Montana State in Bozeman.
Ooh, I love Bozeman. Great city.
Where he learned the art of farrier, of the farrier.
That is horseshoes?
That is horseshoes. He spent 7 years working at harness tracks around America. As a farrier.
This guy's into horses.
And his time as a farrier, it says, earned him a mention in Hoof Care and Lameness, the Journal of Equine Foot Science.
Lameness? What does that mean? Like
he can't walk.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. Jeez.
There you go. He's in a farrier textbook.
It's a bunch of great prerequisites to run the country.
Absolutely.
What's he going to do if we get in trouble? He's going to read a little Plato?
So he's going to be the, I guess he's going to try to be more of the right side of the Democrat. I don't know, because maybe he thinks that with Bernie Sanders and his crazy hair pulling Hillary to the left.
Yeah.
That he'll appeal more to more of the Republicans who are more that bullshit about being fiscally conservative, but. Socially liberal.
Right.
Which I don't know how that works.
I don't either. One doesn't work without the other, right?
Right. And if fiscal conservatism means that you want to balance the budget and you think that we should be not spending more than we have, well, Democrats kind of agree with that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just think it should be spent on different shit instead of $1 trillion over 30 years being spent on an F-35 that doesn't fly. How about skim off some of that bullshit and let's make our schools better? Let's have more schools and pay teachers more instead of less.
Why is it when conservatives talk about cutting the budget, they always go to things that benefit the poorest? Why do they hate the poor? They hate the poor. That's the only thing you can...
Well, how do they... They demonize them.
Deduce from their actions.
Look in Kansas. They're making it so you can't take $25 or more out at a time from your EBT card or something, or from your benefits cards. No, they pass that. They're passing all these heinous... You can't go to the swimming pool laws and stuff when nobody's going to the swimming pools on an EBT card.
What kind of big government are we looking at, by the way?
You can't buy lobster. They see one, they see that guy in Fox News, that guy that Fox News trotted out that lives in Venice over here in California. Right. That one fuckwad that they found who's like, yeah, man, I go surfing all day. Why should I work? I get all this money from the government. I'm going to go buy me some lobster at Trader Joe's.
Fuck that guy. Who gives a shit? What about all this fucking corporate welfare?
Well, yeah, and you're going to have abuse. And we can go around and find a single example of fucking everything.
We shouldn't care about that guy. So what? And, okay, he's a shithead. What do you want?
Yeah, and if he represents 1%, which is the number I've seen, 1 to 2% of welfare fraud that has been documented that's going on out there. 1 to 2%. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with 99 cents of my tax dollar that goes to welfare going right. to help people. And I'm okay with that one cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Think about the behavior of these corporations. They get all this fucking corporate welfare, these tax right. breaks.
But the Republicans want to punish the poor. They want to punish all 99% of the people that are receiving assistance for that 1% that they think is stealing from them. They're taking my money.
Fuck,
look at that,
you hippie
asshole druggy surfer getting sushi rolls at Trader Joe's on my money.
Oh God. You think of the reality is these, you know, single mom, single dad, whatever, just trying to keep it together, pay daycare, go to their fucking miserable
working
job
full time,
feeding people,
but not making enough money. Working full time,
dude. I've said it before so many times. I'm going down to catch the train, and you see guys running from the train to the bus, and you know it's to hit their third shift or their second shift of the day.
Right.
People are working their fucking ass off.
Productivity, you know, the Richard Wolff, that kind of socialist economics guy, economist. I was watching one of his videos, and he showed those charts where we've talked about it before. The productivity from the 50s to now is like a line going up. It's an angled line. Productivity for people who work is way up. Everybody's working harder.
So then the
more.
Wages should be up.
Hours are up. Average
right.
hours working are up, and wages...
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not a math person, but how are people not making more fucking money?
Well,
then?
CEOs are.
Oh, okay.
And the Kochs
well,
are.
They aren't people.
And
they're vampires.
The one exactly, but they're making all the money, and they're trying to make it so that they make more of the money.
Right.
And the dumb Republicans, the people who aren't 1%ers that vote GOP,
fuck you.
Get fleeced into presenting their starfish to these guys.
Burn in hell, you fucking baby-eating atheist.
Right. By guns, by Jesus.
Right.
All the catchphrases.
My two-year-old's gonna crawl in my wife's purse, find her gun, and blow his head off.
You got fucking Jeb Bush saying, well, you know, I think we should raise Social Security to 70.
Oh my, I saw that. The retirement age?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Let's raise it to 70.
Honestly.
Meanwhile, you know.
Work more.
How many $40 billion a year in subsidies we give to the oil industry? Which, a tenth of that would cover Social Security. You know, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
He's saying to us, look, if you elect me president, I'm going to shake even more money out of your tired old retired asses.
I'm going to get a few more work hours out of you, out of your fucking life.
And make people like us richer. And give none of it back. Thanks for voting.
It's fucking bullshit.
But watch out. That gay black guy is coming for your gun.
Should we blame Barack Obama for being black? I mean, geez, if he was white, it'd be easier for him, right?
Absolutely.
<I'm kidding.
laughs> Well, I think they would hate, you know.
They'd find something else.
Absolutely, sure. They hated Clinton because.
Yeah.
They're going to find reasons to hate, but I think there was just absolute, it was easy for them this time.
It's a gimme, right?
It was easy for the Republicans to fire up their base because their base
is racist.
Is a bunch of racist fucks.
How do you guys feel about that, you fuck faces? Everybody that loves you is a xenophobic racist. Congratulations.
Yeah, really? When you think about that, that shows how sociopathic these guys are, that they're out dancing and singing and looking pretty and pushing their man titties up to try to attract the most heinous people out there that are voting. The xenophobes, the racists, the misogynists.
Prepare your man titties for presentation to your stupid fans.
The Christo fascists. They're dancing for all of them.
They're trolling.
Right.
They're like holding up Jesus is the shiny thing. They're coming for Jesus, guys. They're turning him black and turning Santa Claus black.
We don't want to vote for anybody that wants everyone to be healthy and everyone to eat and shit. You don't want that.
Hey, if there's any haters out there listening, any right-wing nut jobs listening, Jesus, if he existed, was black.
It wasn't white.
Black. How do you like that?
John Fugelsang tweeted out,
fuck you, John,
about that there are people out there who are saying there's no way America would trust a Jew socialist, a socialist Jew as president. Uh-huh. And Fugelsang said, you know, basically he said, well, no, they just worship one. Jesus was a socialist Jew.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Jesus, you know, Jesus wasn't rich.
Right.
Do they think when Jesus did the loaves and the fishes bullshit and, you know, cranking out all that food like, you know, like some sort of a vending machine?
I don't know. By the way, apologies to John. I told him to fuck off. I'm set to that.
John who?
Fugelsang. Fugelsang. Oh. How do you say his name?
Fugelsang. Fugelsang.
Like, I said, fuck you, John.
Oh.
But I didn't mean it. That's just what I'm programmed to.
Apologies to you.
That's what the suits want me to do at this job. It's not my fault. It's my direction I'm given.
Tourette's.
I don't have a choice. I do what the company man says.
It's been 11 minutes since you said cunt. what else have we got going on here? We talked about the clown car, Lincoln Cherokee, Perry.
Did you see that? I put this thing on Facebook about the really fast plane. It'll be able to fly from New York to London in one fucking hour.
Yeah, it's like a rocket.
Yeah.
I might pass.
I might pass, too.
On that one.
How high does it have to get up in the air to go that fast, or does it matter?
I think it does matter. It goes really? Way, way, way up there.
Oh, shit.
I think it's...
1 hour, though, to London to see a bunch of depressed, dour people.
Exactly.
If you're listening in London, I mean, sorry, but you know it's true. You guys are a dour bunch of motherfuckers.
On our Facebook... Also, if you go to see that story about...
Hello.
I won't even fucking scroll down.
Oh, wait.
Here we go. I got it.
Find it.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Hypersonic air vehicle could do London to New York in just an hour. It's from the Mirror.
Ooh.
It does. It just looks like a rocket. Really. It doesn't even have like big wings or anything like that. I wonder how it lands and shit.
Maybe it,
Pierre commented on the story. He said, still not as good as teleportation.
I agree with you, Pierre. I totally agree with you.
I'm not stepping in that either, though.
Maybe they're not worried about how it lands because there's no way it's not going to crash.
I might be like Bones on Star Trek, not wanting to get into the teleporter.
The first movie. That was one of the first scenes in the movie.
Yeah, I ain't getting on that thing.
That's the one with Viger. Viger or Viger. No, it's Viger.
Right.
With the bald chick.
And really one of the more boring... More boring movies.
Oh, how dare you
go back and watch, and it was awesome, and it was great for all the Trekkies to, you know, get little chubbies in their little Trekkie pants.
Gross.
But I love Star Trek.
It's better if Trekkies are not erect,
but
probably, for society.
I love Star Trek, but goddamn, that movie at the time was great. I sat there in the movie theater. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. You know, when Spock was floating in that thing up to the new, to see the new.
It was really
kind
of like, it's very like Space Odyssey, like, you
2001
know?
Space. Yeah. Very slow, very cerebral. That's why the even number ones are better. Number two was Khan.
Yeah.
Wrath of Khan. That's a great movie.
That's the best one, in my opinion.
Right, yeah,
Wrath of Khan is the best.
I like the whale one, though, too. That was number four.
Oh, God. That's the one where Spock is funny. Leonard Nimoy was funny, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Funny guy. Well, who's the next Star Trek person to go meet his maker? If you go meet V'ger.
Oh, God. Are we betting on the next Star Trek?
We've lost DeForest Kelly.
We have.
We lost
Scotty.
Scotty. Leonard Nimoy passed away, correct?
Yes. We still have Uhura. We still have Sulu. We still have Kirk.
What's the navigator's name?
Chekhov?
He's still dead.
Have Chekhov.
Oh. He died, didn't he?
Wait. Did he?
323-601 Libs is Chekhov deceased.
I thought his son passed. Did he also?
When we see when William Shatner dies, and I don't mean to be negative, but it will happen one day, are we going to see a bunch of revisionists out there? People saying, you know, he was the greatest guy ever to work with, He was a joy. No. So nice.
No. Walter Koenig, still with us.
Okay.
78 years old, living in Chicago.
I'm saying, you know who's going to last longer than everybody? That's Sulu.
Sulu?
Yeah, Sulu. Yeah, he's, you know.
He's in good shape.
Sure he does. Yoga, yeah. All that Asian shit.
He's 78 years old.
Right.
George Takei is also 78 years old.
Okay.
William Shatner, 84.
He's next.
A little bit older.
Mark my words.
And the awesome Nichelle Nichols, 82.
Ooh, okay.
So Uhura, 82.
Who do you think? I'm going with the Shat.
I don't know. I don't know what. How, I don't know how the health is of everyone.
See, I think the Shat works too much.
I think the four that are with us, I don't know what Chekhov's, four or five that are with us, I don't know what Chekhov's health is these days.
He probably stays at home, eats kale, tofu.
Yeah, right.
Chilling out. Fucking Shatner's on every fucking thing on the planet.
He's a busy man.
Yeah.
He's still working.
He's calm down. He's going to die.
Social media.
What?
Shatner's all over social media.
Is he really?
Tweeting and Facebooking.
What a
perv.
Is he on Snapchat?
And we know that George Takei is like the king of Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Periscope me. Yeah. He's all over Facebook.
Do you think he's Periscoping too?
No. I don't know, really.
George Takei, here's Brad and I having lunch.
Coitus. Periscope.
It's only on Sunday afternoon.
The crabs, by the way. We're on Periscope crab diving.
That's right.
I don't know how you find people on that fucking thing, but find us.
They don't make it easy, but it's, you know, it's a young app.
Right.
It's a pretty new app, so I think it will evolve. Unevolved.
Just like monkeys did to create us.
Right. Wow, still monkeys. There was a poll released.
Poll.
Washington Post ABC News poll.
Right.
That asked a question. Do you think the federal government should or should not pursue policies that try to reduce the gap between wealthy and less well-off Americans?
The thigh gap?
Right.
No, yeah, wait. I don't understand what you just said. I'm sorry.
Do you think the federal government should or should not pursue policies that try to reduce the gap between wealthy and less well-off Americans?
Yeah, pursue policies that address that. That's all you should be doing. We hate being poor. Right? Am I off on this?
I agree. Democrats, over 80% to slightly over 10% say that we should do something to try to reduce the gap.
That's all? It's not 100%?
Well, I want to know what's with those like 10 or 11% of Democrats. What
They're
the
rich.
Fuck is your problem?
They're rich. They live up in the fucking hills in these infinity pools. They don't care about you or me.
Independents, 64-ish percent to about 30% think that we should.
Yes.
And then we have Republicans.
Right.
Republicans, 55%, 54%. I'm looking at a bar graph that doesn't have numbers on it, so I'm trying to estimate.
No.
54% to 38%. We should not.
God!
Do anything to reduce the gap.
So what? Why?
It's fine that the Koch brothers are raking in billions and billions and billions, and the corporations are offshoring trillions with a T, literally.
Ugh.
Over offshore.
Why do people think like this? Why do people think like this? Why do people have these mindsets?
Because they believe it when Fox News tells them that the brown people getting welfare is what's tearing the country down and making their money worth less, making their dollars go less far.
God damn it.
When it's the predatory capitalist fuckwad system that is sucking it all upward.
Predatory.
And
capitalist.
You know, we got a new democracy. How?
Fuckwad!
Coming up soon with Sean Donovan.
Yes.
It'll debut on a Sunday soon.
Yes.
And, God, the more I read, you know, they really try to through our education growing up here in America, they really try to demonize the fuck out of the concept of communism, right?
It's ridiculous.
Because
Relax.
That's evil Russia. That's evil China.
Can I give you a taste about what might be coming up on Democracy Now?
Sure.
Sean said that he's got an interview with a cartoonist and revolutionary militant.
There you go.
He didn't give a name.
Might be going by a nom de plume.
A nom de plume. I will pick you up in a black van with people in ski masks and beat the shit out yeah. of you.
But I just read an article in a not crazy left-wing commie pinko
effete
site.
Liberal.
That said, you know, about in his predictions, a lot of shit Marx was right about not saying, okay, this is what we should do. This is saying, okay, communism is what we should do, which really Marx never said. He kind of said, this is what these are what the systems I believe are. You know,
burn
what I mean?
In hell.
But the capitalism he predicted would turn into what's fucking happening, that it would just start eating itself.
It's an oligarchy.
It would then eat, it would have to eat the middle class. Because no longer could it sustain, could this predatory upper echelon, no longer can they sustain, nobody's buying anything.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no fucking money. If we don't have any fucking money, how am I supposed to go buy these widgets these fucking asshole oligarchs are producing?
And who needs the factory then for the widget, which would then provide a job for the people to buy the widget.
Absolutely. It's like that famous scene in the epic Gung Ho starring Tom Hanks, father of Chet Hayes.
It wasn't Tom Hanks. It was
horrendous rapper.
It was the
Michael
first Keaton. Batman. Michael Keaton.
Oh, these white guys look the fucking same to me. But, you know, they brought those jobs to that little town, the factory town, to build those cars. And Michael Keaton, after the plant shuts down, he's like, I want to buy one of these cars. I'm buying this car, and I'm driving it off the lot right now with the money I made at this job. And he gets in the car, and it falls apart. It's the funniest scene ever.
I don't know where do the Waltons think the money is going to come from if they keep sucking the life out of their employees and fighting to get to lower the wage. They want to pay less. Let's all remember this. $7 and something an hour is the goddamn disgrace of a national minimum wage.
You know what I'm looking? Yeah.
And there are people who wanted lower.
Because they're dicks. They're dicks. Lower. Michelle Bachmann says, let's get rid of it. Think of all the jobs we'll create. Hey, I want to see the look on these assholes on the Waltons' faces. I want to see their stupid look on their faces when all the poor people are tearing flesh from their own body so they can eat and won't starve to death.
All the jobs they're going to create making $20 a week. What are you going to consume?
Their fucking heads.
On $20 a week.
Their heads will be on pikes.
You dumb Christo fascist snatch face, Michelle Bachmann.
The poor people will take to the streets and they will run into the hills of Hollywood, and on the ends of pikes will be these big fat cat producers.
That one, there's one of those gazillionaires out there who wrote that book recently. He's a kind of a liberal billionaire. He wrote, something for, you know, he published in one of the newspapers about, look, they're sharpening the pitchforks and they're coming for us, guys.
At the end of the day, you're another day older.
He wrote it for his fellow billionaires.
Right.
And was like, look.
Guys.
Yeah.
Calm the fuck down.
Why don't you give your employees a little bit more fucking money? And how about giving them free health care? Wouldn't that be cool? And maybe you don't. Maybe $1 billion less a year. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
This guy's envisioning his head in a guillotine.
Well, right.
And he's like, we don't have to go there. We don't have to be total cunts.
Right. We don't.
Let's just
We can still have our 7 houses and our cars and our boats and shit. And maybe give back a certain percentage. Let it go. Release it. Let it go. And they won't come for us with pitchforks.
Otherwise, we are, though. We are. We are. We're coming for you with pitchforks. Just so you know. I mean, not me. I'm not into that rioting shit.
But it will happen.
Oh, yes.
It's already happening. What do you think is fucking happening in Ferguson and Baltimore? Do you think it's just the brown people, you cunts? Yes, they do.
Yeah, in
yes,
a world. They do.
It's the brown people. You don't see that happening in where the white people are angry.
Oh, my God.
Bullshit, too.
Scramble Air Force One. The poor. They're finally pissed. They want their shit back.
In an interview with Diaper Stain Rag... WorldNet Daily, WND.
Jeez.
They talked to Michelle Bachmann.
Gross.
Michelle fucking Bachmann.
Uber gross.
It was an article about, you know, there was a poll that came out last week.
Poll.
That America in general, for the first time, in a long, long time, if ever, is identifying equally as liberal as conservative.
Fuck you!
That the number, even in 2009, this is so scary, 42%
right,
said they identified as very conservative or conservative, when only 25%. identified as very liberal or liberal. That's 2009, after Obama was elected, even.
I'm stupid.
According to this poll. And now, through the past 6 years since then, liberals have gone up and conservatives have steadily gone down to now, in the latest poll,
yes,
in May, they are equal at 31%. So 31% wow. of people say... they identify as very conservative. 31% are saying liberal or very liberal.
So we are right. We are getting tired of the bullshit.
Well, the country is more just plain more liberal, despite what these fuckwads are saying in what I'm about to read, despite what Fox is spinning. The people of the whole United States look around and they're like, wait, what? Wait a minute. No, let gay people get married. Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Let them. I mean, that's the overwhelming view. Some people are like, God damn it, these people need to have equal rights. They're out there fighting, yes.
Right.
And then there are people out there who are equally fighting, saying, no, no, keep these rights from these people.
This is why we need the government to step in and say, hey, you're talking about human rights. You don't right. get a say in this. And they're human beings.
And that's why, as a society, we are creeping toward the point where hopefully this month, dude, it's June.
Right.
Hopefully this month, the Supreme Court, SCOTUS is going to hopefully come down with their decision that's going to basically legalize or say you can't make it illegal.
Right.
Is what we're looking for.
Are we all hoping that Scalia has the flu that day and can't come in to vote?
I think Scalia, from all the indicators, you know, you had Ginsburg officiating over that gay wedding a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And emphasizing with a smile the word Constitution when she said, "I pronounce you husband and husband by the power of the U.S. Constitution." Smile.
Yeah. Right. Wink, wink.
And
nudge, nudge.
Even in the middle of the case, I think even before oral arguments, that big fat job of the cunt, walrus, asshole, Neanderthal, cuntwad, fuckhead, Scalia, who I get a gong for that one. I said the C word twice.
Double gong.
That Scalia was being interviewed, and he said something about basically it's like, well, you know, the way things are going to go, that's going to be legal anyway. You know, I mean, he kind of tipped the hand that maybe the way the court voted, you know, it's pretty much said and done now. They're just dotting T's and crossing I's.
Yes, yes.
And shit. And waiting for their people to finish writing up their opinions. And they're writing their opinions so that by the time they present the opinion, it'll be, you know, it's all done. But
right.
I wonder who's going to write the dissent. I'm sure it's going to be Scalia.
With his penis.
Angrily dissenting. And Alito. Gay people get married.
But that's the great thing about things evolving and, you know, like people coming all around to the right side of gay marriage. My favorite thing is to watch the old white conservatives lose their mind.
Right.
That's the best. I mean, it's, you know, it's so fucking funny.
So in response to this, this poll result,
yes,
showing that America is becoming more liberal and less conservative at the same time. They freaked out on the right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end times, of course. This
apocalypse.
This is proof that Jesus is going to come down and whip out his giant Norwegian white cock and slap everyone with it. Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, come on. Who gives a fuck? What is she going to say?
You know what? Why we're becoming more liberal, according to Michelle Bachmann?
Why? Global warming?
Immigrants from third world nations aren't expected to learn American values, norms, or culture. Much less the English language.
Yeah, that's what happens when you read what she says.
It does. I
fucks you up.
Instantly stupid.
Hey, Michelle Bachmann, fuck you and your opinions. No offense.
Oh God, you know, listen to the triumvirate of twattage that they consulted for this article.
A triumvirate!
Michelle Bachmann.
Of twattage? That's pretty funny.
Michelle Bachmann.
Yes.
Phyllis Schlafly.
Whoa.
Thousand-year-old dino hag.
Right.
Who has been hating on gay people forever, but...
That's her jam, dude.
Back in the Dark Ages... During the fucking Nixon administration.
Who's that?
I ain't joking. In the 70s, this hag was out fighting against the Equal Rights Amendment.
Shut the fuck
no,
up.
She was one of the big ones that was anti-ERA.
You said she, though, right?
Phyllis Schlafly.
She's a woman.
But she's a Christo ninny right-wing nutjob.
Oh, God. I mean, that's like hating your own self.
She said, the polls don't reflect the changing attitudes of Americans. The polls reflect the attitudes of our changing population. Again, it's the evil brown people we're letting in.
Or maybe these old asshole white Republican dino hags are slowly dying off.
Right.
Maybe that's it.
And these people that are coming, these brown people that are coming in, are coming from countries that are more religious. That they're coming from Mexico, Ecuador, Honduras. These people are born with rosaries around their dicks. I mean, they're Catholic as fuck. They all believe in Jeebus.
It is a sin to put a rosary on your genitalia.
So for them,
It's a sin.
So for them to say that they don't have our American values when they come in here.
Fuck off.
What do they mean by that?
I don't know.
They don't want to work hard? That ain't true. They're the ones mowing the lawns and sopping up the shit that you drool out of your fat cunt face onto the table at a restaurant.
You know, I this idea.
I'm trying not to say the C word as much. I'm trying.
Why?
I don't know. It bothers people.
Show?
It bothers people.
Who?
People who are bothered by that.
I don't know anyone, any of our fans. 323-601 libs. Does it bother you?
In the more
British.
Yeah, Australian British.
You're an Anglophile.
You're an asshole. You're a cunt.
Are you not an Anglophile?
Every
once in a
Anglophile.
While, you say something. You say the word loo when you mean the bathroom.
Since I was a kid, I watched a lot of
Fawlty Towers.
Fawlty Towers.
Keeping Up Appearances.
I was a
Richard.
I was a PBS kid.
Right.
Growing up, I watched all that. Everything British.
Sesame Street.
And so that was Phyllis Schlafly. Now the one, they really amp up. I was going to say the C word again. They really. Amp up the hagitude here on with this one.
It's hard to avoid the C word, though. Think about our subject matter.
With Ann Coulter.
Ah, yeah.
Ann Coulter.
Gross.
The third person they interviewed for this one. And
I'll do it for you. She's a cunt. There you go.
Ann says,
enough said.
Of course, this is a result of immigration. Liberals haven't changed anyone's mind. They couldn't win elections with Americans, so they brought in ringers.
Ringers. I love the concept of a ringer. Ringers. We'll bring in...
But if these are illegal immigrants, how are they voting, you assholes? How are they voting? There's no fraud. You can't point us to the fraud that you keep screaming about.
Yeah.
Where are all these brown people voting illegally? Show us.
Right, right. Where's the voter fraud? Right. Show me the money, stupid. What are you talking about?
So are you saying we shouldn't let any kind of immigration happen? So they've got to be saying that we shouldn't allow legal immigration because the only people who could be voting that
right.
would matter.
Yes.
And about these liberal views have to be legal.
Or they couldn't vote.
Right.
So what's her fucking point? She's dumb.
Three of them.
She's just trying to...
They're playing to... None of them... Well, I was going
to
say...
They're playing to the least common denominator.
Exactly. Ann Coulter, I don't think, is dumb. She's just vile and evil. Phyllis Schlafly, I think, also vile and evil. I don't think dumb.
Right.
Michelle Bachmann's dumb.
Right.
Michelle Bachmann is dumb as bad shit.
I mean, she has a husband who does those pray the gay away camps, man.
Yeah.
Wrap your mind around that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrible.
Right.
Who does that?
Right.
Pray the gay away. Fuck you.
Schlafly, I don't know. Maybe Schlafly is dumb because Schlafly said, contrary to the new Gallup poll.
Okay.
You know, of course, here we go with like facts and science and
contrary
numbers and shit.
Contrary to facts, science, you know, evidence.
Reporting that Americans are becoming more liberal on social issues. In fact, Americans are becoming more conservative on social issues.
Okay, here's the thing. You can go to any trailer park, any horrible little hamlet in the South, and find some assholes that will say the most horrendous fucking things ever. That won't be liberal at all. That won't be progressive. That will be unevolved. That is that who she's referring to?
But she said
those people
becoming more liberal. That when we just... She's just saying, nah, 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 boo-boo.
Yeah.
Here's the result of the poll over the last 10 years. No, it isn't. La, 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 la. You're lying.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Right.
That's her scientific refuting.
She's an asshole.
Of it. No, they aren't.
How's that helping?
That's like you walk up to her and your nose is spewing blood out and you're like, yeah. My nose is bleeding. And she's like, no, it isn't.
Great. Meanwhile, I'll bleed out. You can stand there in denial.
She said, in fact, Americans are becoming more conservative on social issues and particularly more pro-life. That also is bullshit because today on our Facebook,
yes,
we had an asshole who you took a swing at.
No, Bill.
Bill's a troll. And Bill's, you know, not I don't think one of the brighter ones that's
well, listen,
out there.
He's got a great theory on how to keep abortions down.
Right.
Close your legs.
Close your legs, you whore. And don't, what did he say? Don't lay with...
With the wrong people?
How biblical could that... Don't lay with losers who won't support their children.
Bullshit, take a 69. I mean...
Don't lay with... So you called him an asshole and he came back with the great... No, he said, what are you looking in a mirror?
You're an asshole.
And then he said, what are you looking in a mirror? You know I'm right. There's my argument as a Republican. Oh, yeah? What about you? You know I'm right. You just won't admit it.
It's so dumb.
How do you argue with a moron like that? Who's like going la 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 la.
I don't think he could do anything. They're just so dumb.
It's talking to a 3-year-old.
It's what John Cleese says.
Huh?
It's what John Cleese says. You can't. They're so stupid. They have no idea how stupid they are.
Right.
I mean, that's his whole point with that little rant screed he did. He said, you know,
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid. You'd have to be relatively intelligent to realize how stupid you are. There's a wonderful bit of research by a guy called David Dunning at Cornell, who's a friend of mine, I'm proud to say, who's pointed out that in order to know how good you are at something requires exactly the same skills as it does to be good at that thing in the first place, which means, and this is terribly funny, that if you're absolutely no good at something at all, then you lack exactly the skills that you need to know that you're absolutely no good at it. And this explains not just Hollywood, but almost the entirety of Fox News.
The entirety. Yeah.
Hello. The entirety of Fox News. Liquid U.
He's right. You know, stupidity, colossal.
God, man, there. If you ever need anybody to be condescending to someone, go with a Brit.
Yes. Yeah, it's just a natural.
I mean, it's just, it's a great accent for that sort of thing, for talking down to people.
So also in this bullshit, Michelle Bachmann said, immigrants from third world nations aren't expected to learn the culture, right?
Right.
In fact, it is severely frowned upon to suggest new immigrants join America's predominant Christian religion.
Oh, fuck off.
Wait, listen to that.
What, are we Iran?
She's upset that it is severely frowned upon that you suggest that new immigrants join our predominant Christian religion. You come to America, you're getting that cross rammed up your asshole. How do people severely frown upon that? What's going on with this country? We just want to force everybody to be Christians. What's wrong with that?
What is she saying? She's saying that
one of the reasons that the country's going to hell in a handbasket is the fact that we can't even suggest, because of political correctness, we can't even suggest that new people coming to America be forced to convert to Christianity. I can't wrap my brain around her logic or how she thinks that would be okay.
This is part of this bullshit war on Christianity that Christians think they're in the middle of. They think they're in the middle of being, being oppressed.
Yeah. Well, it's not only that, but she's saying that they're being oppressed because they can't force other people to convert.
You're delusional. If you're a Christian and you think that your religion isn't mainstream enough in this country, you're out of your fucking mind.
Right.
You're on the money.
And of course you're going to be severely frowned upon, you asshole.
I mean,
if you suggested people moving here from India or China or Africa, say, well, you can't come here and immigrate legally unless you accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
Hey, listen, accept my sky god. We're not letting you in the country.
Christian.
Stupid.
Specifically, America's predominant Christian religion.
I mean, these people are delusional. Your rights are not under fire. Right. No one's coming for you.
Yeah. And
it's no war on your religion.
And then to turn it to the point where she says, and if we can't convert people, we're being persecuted.
God damn.
That's what she's saying.
Quit sounding so scary.
The country's for shit because we can't convert everybody to Jesus.
What if Michelle Bachmann was elected president?
Oh, God.
And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, she could do whatever she wanted to do. She had the House. She had the Congress. She could elect anybody she could nominate. You know, put anybody she wants into the Supreme Court.
The Duggars are on the Supreme Court.
Right, right. I mean, how long until the country just turns into a total shithole? You know, turns into Kansas. Dysfunctional.
Worse. Women will be forced to wear skirts and go down to the floor. And if you show boob, you'll be thrown in jail, you whore.
Right, I mean.
And if you get pregnant, you're going to be thrown in jail and strapped down until that vagina blooms.
I know there's a lot of fucking conservatives out there that hate Obama, but you know he's in your corner, right? As opposed to Jeb Bush or Ted Cruz. Really.
He's black. He's not in their corner.
These other people are two-hand shaft-jacking the Koch brothers. They don't care about you at all or your fucking Jesus or anything. Okay.
And even if you'll say, well, the Clintons don't care, all they want is their money, and there's a big difference to the assholes out there who say, there's no difference between the two parties. They both suck.
No, there's a huge difference.
Well, they do both suck.
Right, okay.
But one uses a lot more teeth.
Yeah. One wants to raise the minimum wage, right. And one doesn't.
Yeah.
That kills me. That should be the biggest issue in this country.
Right.
You would think it would be.
One wants more people to vote. One is working really fucking hard to make sure fewer and fewer do.
Why? Yeah, absolutely. Why are there no marches on Washington about the minimum wage? Why isn't there? I mean, I guess we had that with Occupy, right? That was Occupy.
It's slowly, yeah, slowly happening. There's a lot going on here in California. Not only did they raise the wage statewide, they voted to raise the wage, but here in Commie Pinko, Los Angeles, they just raised it. I think like 15, it's going to go up in the next few years.
Oh, really?
Up to $15 an hour.
That's great.
In Los Angeles, when it should be
higher than that.
$25 an hour.
Especially you look at rent out here. I mean, you can't mm-hmm. you can't find a fucking anything for under $800 a month. I'm talking about a shoebox paying people fucking right. nothing. That's ridiculous.
The assholes want to go back to the 50s when life was wonderful. But when life was wonderful back then, you could work a 40-hour job.
Yes.
Making working hard, working in a restaurant, yeah. And guess what you could afford? A place to live and food
and that's
and a car.
But that's if you're white and if you're male.
Well, yeah, that's those were the good days.
Right.
The Mad Men days.
God damn it.
So go to Facebook. You can see the results of that poll about the GOP voters who are so stupid
poll
that they don't give a shit. They don't see the income inequality as a problem or they don't see it at all. They're just dumb. They're just plain dumb.
Fucking stupid. No offense.
Because tell us, Republican morons, where does the middle class get the money from to buy shit?
From their job.
Educate us as to how this happens. They think, I'm so confused as to how the country got fleeced into this in the first place. How did we get Cosby'd?
Here's what I think. I think the Republicans, after Carter, they were like, listen, we got to win this one. Let's just get a fucking actor. He'll be great. I know this guy, Ronald Reagan. He runs SAG. He ran California. He'll say whatever we want him to say about anything. We'll have him suck the dick of the Christian conservatives in this country. And instead of waiting them to endorse him, he'll say, I endorse you.
Right.
He'll pander. And I that's what happened, right? Or am I totally off?
I guess. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how you would think that by giving someone all the money.
Yes.
You give an owner of a factory. Say there's only one factory on the planet that creates the magic widget.
Okay. We have one company.
You give the head of the company all the money in the world to produce his magic widgets. So, but then he hires slave labor.
Yes.
To create his magic widgets. Where does the money come from and go to sustain this?
For him to sell the widgets to the people so he could continue to make the widgets.
Right.
And float all buoyant like in his fucking infinity
where
pool.
Where do they think this money trickles up from? We know where it's going.
Right.
Where do these Republican idiots or the people who embrace the supply side economics, the bullshit trickle down?
Fuck you.
Where do they think it comes from?
From Jesus.
When you hollow out the middle class and now start eating the poor.
Abortion.
Because they got no more money to suck out of the middle class that's gone.
Yes.
People are either rich, rich, rich. A little bit of them.
Yes.
Or the middle class is going away and the lower class, the poor people are going up, 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 up. 40 hours working at McDonald's, you're going to starve to death.
Yeah. Hey, Bed Bath & Beyond, how are people going to afford to buy your shit? And I do mean shit, by the way.
Yeah. And I
hate
I
that
just,
store.
It ugh. Baffles me. Yeah. I mean, I guess we're too young to have known what was going on through all those last 50 years.
Yeah.
But it really baffles me that people bought this bullshit.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I remember telling a kid at the bus stop, my parents are going to vote for Carter, and he chased me around the fucking yard.
George Bush.
Tried to bully me.
GHWB called it voodoo economics when he was running against Reagan. Even then, people knew. People did know that it was voodoo economics. Voodoo economics. It's bullshit. It's magic. How can you believe this works? And the American people said, here's our asshole, please fuck
us. Yes. On a platter.
It's baffling. And they're even more baffling now that 40 years later, that we see a decimated middle class. We see income inequality that's ridiculous. They're still not learning.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, oh, well, maybe this didn't work. Maybe we should, I don't know, get rid of it. And let's flip it the other side.
Right.
Let's have trickle up.
Because the truth of the matter is, when you want to buy a widget, when you like one of those cool widgets,
everybody wants a widget.
Nice shiny widget this guy's producing. I can't afford one, but I would love to.
I'll work at the widget factory. Pay me enough to make widgets and live.
We all want widgets.
Right.
These people who are poor, they don't want to be poor. We want to buy shit.
Right.
I want a widget.
And to justify, you know, these assholes like Ben Stein.
Oh, fuck that guy.
And some of these other billionaires who were like, well, look, how bad are our poor? They've got refrigerators after all.
Let me ask you.
Some of them even have air conditioning, yeah. Ryan.
Fuck him. And is there anything that pisses you off more than a right-wing nut job actor?
That's a tough one. Yeah.
That's a tough one because, like, I don't know why it bothers me.
But
because they're surrounded by other artists and actors.
But he wasn't actor first. He was politician first, who then, you know, kind of drifted into acting.
Was he Deep Throat? Wasn't Ben Stein Deep Throat?
No, I thought we found out who Deep Throat was.
Yeah, we did. I just can't remember. But it would be so great if Bueller.
Yeah, right.
By the way, that's what he's fucking famous for.
And Ben Stein's money.
Ben Stein's money wouldn't happen if he didn't have that amazing line reading of Bueller, Bueller, Bueller. That's all he did. So America, quit sucking Ben Stein's dick.
And now he goes on
watching
America
it.
Doesn't suck. He's on Fox. Those are the only people who listen to
him.
Because he goes on and tells them, look, the brown people are evil. They're sucking their... He tells the moron retiree sitting in his trailer in Alabama watching Fox.
Right.
Barely surviving. He tells him the only reason you're barely surviving is because there's a brown guy in Detroit who's got an Obama phone.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. I mean, meanwhile, is it the left not articulating the outrage for that sort of shit properly? Hey. Are we not explaining to people that it's bullshit to give a fuck about this guy's welfare phone? When we're spending all this fucking money building planes that don't work.
It's
the
epitome of penny wise, dollar foolish. The Republicans.
I think it's racist. I think they're fucking racist.
Well, they use it. They use the racism.
Yeah.
It's a tool like, a little bit of a spoiler alert.
Right.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
At one point, he's meeting with an Aryan, the king of the Aryans.
Jax.
And
the lead.
And he's trying to broker a deal worth a lot of money to try to get the Aryans to work with the blacks.
Oh, shit.
And
some real cross-cultural differences there.
And the king of the Aryans is like, well, I don't know if we could do that. And Jax says, come on, you know that at the end of the day, the only color you care about is green.
Right.
And I believe, you know, art imitates life. This guy, he said the truth. This character is exactly what it is. And this applies to the fucking Republicans, which he said, yeah, but I got to maintain the brand. Great
That's
line.
So true.
Right?
Was that Marilyn Manson's line?
That was Marilyn Manson playing the Aryan King and in jail. And but that's a perfect analogy of what the Republicans are. I don't think necessarily that some of these Republicans, first of all, I think probably a small number of them really believe in the whole Jesus thing.
Yes.
And also like the whole racist thing. I think they might not be. They, you know, these people went to Ivy League schools. That's what I don't understand. Also, they're out there decrying the intellectuals and right. the northern New York liberals are out.
That's why it's disingenuous to hear them not come out on the right side of gay marriage, because you know.
In college,
they should fucking know better.
And in college, you know, they were probably socially liberal as fuck. They probably didn't care. They probably do not care.
What happened?
But they have to pander to the idiots.
They turn
in his double wide.
They turned into a Grinch. Their heart shrunk 200%.
Ted Cruz, pandering.
They
Ted
turned
Cruz,
their backs on Whoville.
Ted Cruz went to Ivy League schools and then afterwards was like, I can't believe all those communists that were at those schools.
What a stupid asshole.
I can't believe those evil schools. I can't wait to get into Harvard. And then when he's out, what a communist school.
Ugh. He's a dick.
The hypocrisy is
straight up
thick as
it's gross.
Fuck.
Yes.
So that's what's going on there. In fact, Bernie Sanders, maybe. The thing about Bernie, and Bernie is starting to cause some ripples, and he's in Iowa, and
he must hate it there. God, it's got to be the worst state.
The Iowa people, the Democrats, are like, Bernie's starting to gain popularity in Iowa, so Hillary might have a run for her money.
She's going to have to be more progressive.
With Mr. Sanders, yeah, and that's what we're all looking for.
Right.
Drag her to the left, because that's where the fucking country is. Don't pander to.
Yeah, we all want gun control. We all want gun control. Quit shooting me.
The I don't even know what I was listening to or what I read recently, but they were talking about how kind of our system is you know, on some levels, not real democratic.
Oh,
because
God.
Especially the. Just the design, not even money in it.
Yeah.
But especially the way the Senate works, if you think about it, California, which has the highest, it's in the like top 10 economies in the world.
I thought you say douchebags, but go ahead.
Right? Isn't it like, doesn't California's economy alone, isn't it higher than most fucking countries on the planet?
We're better than Qatar.
Their GDP and stuff?
Absolutely.
And population-wise, we're one or two.
Yes.
We have two senators.
Why?
North Dakota has 700,000 people total in it.
Yeah. Why do they get a say?
They have two senators, so they have equal say.
That's stupid.
In that section. And then you also throw in there the gerrymandering, so now the House is poisoned, because the House was supposed to be the balance to that.
Yes.
Where it would be more of the people. It's more by the people, of the people, for the people.
But it's been gerrymandered to death, right?
To the
right?
point where there's no way, right, that there's no way that they gerrymander it so that the rural areas, which are now more Republican.
Are we the best state?
Get as much of a say as the urban areas, which is where all the people are.
Yeah, that's like the biggest problem, right?
So we have an entire country where the population centers, the major population and economic centers, are kind of at times held by the short and curlies.
Right.
By lunatics out in the middle of nowhere.
That's crazy.
By a small number of lunatics out in the middle of nowhere.
It's nuts. But aren't we, California, we're the best state, right? We're better than everybody else.
I mean, it's some things, sure.
So why don't we elect all our leaders from here? If I lived in Georgia and I was like, oh, look, I woke up tomorrow morning, like, oh, look, California's the best state. Oh, okay.
But you're a liberal living in Georgia. You're not a typical Georgian living in Georgia.
Wouldn't you be like, I want the whole country to run like California? It's fucking great over there.
No, because we don't have Jesus and we let gay people walk around in cock rings in San Francisco.
Wait, I thought you couldn't wear a cock ring in San Francisco.
They did ban the cock ring thing. But you could still walk around naked with a Prince Albert. I'm sure you could.
Right. I mean, you know, what are you going to say? God, imagine being a cop and you see that. You're like, hey, listen, you got to put some pants on, take the thingamabobber off your dick. I'd rather just be like, ignore it.
Well, you got to take the cock ring off. You could stay naked. in San Francisco. Yeah. You could walk around naked.
Who wants that, though, man? There's all kinds of sharp shit you can sit on. You can trip. What happened to your penis? Oh, this one time I was naked in the park. I fell on a bottle cap wrong. Yeah. Right. Now my dick doesn't work.
You're just thinking from a safety standard.
Absolutely. That's all you need to think about.
It's one less appendage to worry about flopping around.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be careful with your penises, guys. You've only got one.
Yeah, in so many ways. Please. if you go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
We actually mentioned this, and I didn't know this at the time.
Oh, really?
We talked about Rick Santorum.
Gross.
The frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is the byproduct of anal sex.
Disgusting.
He's named after that.
No one likes him.
Rick Santorum was talking about the Pope.
Yes.
And basically saying, you know, the church should stay out of science. Oh, leave it to the scientists. Remember?
Sure.
About that old global warming thing. Pope, the current Pope that we have.
Popity dopity.
Pope Francis.
Right.
Has a master's degree in chemistry.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, shit. Damn.
He's a chemist.
That makes him a scientist.
He's a chemist.
He's a fucking chemist. That's the hardest one, isn't it? Of all the sciences?
It's one of them.
Did you study chemistry?
I did in high school. Not my favorite.
Oh, it's horrible.
I liked physics. I was way into physics. Oh. I wasn't into chemistry.
Why? What do you like, math and shit?
I don't, but I did like physics.
What'd you get for your grade in physics?
In high school, I was in AP physics.
Oh, God.
I think. Wait.
Yeah.
Was that my AP class? B, maybe.
Really? Jeez, good for you.
I did a lot of not caring in high school.
I had one AP class. I kind of barely passed it. I shouldn't have been there.
Which, English or?
History.
History?
English. Fuck no. You look at me. I barely use fucking commas right.
Did they teach you the right history? This was Georgia, right?
They did. Right, I did. I had a very progressive...
Slaves enjoyed slavery.
I had a really cool history teacher. He actually was fluent in Russian, and he had a special... Like, if you're really, really smart, you could stay after class and take AP Russian or something.
The best history teachers were good storytellers, right? Because, I mean, history now, now that we're older... History is fucking interesting. I mean, you read shit that happened, you're like, holy crap, it's like watching a movie.
Yeah.
The shit that happened. You go to Europe and you take the tours of every goddamn castle.
Oh, yeah.
And you find out there was a plate, and next to the plate, there's a sign. It's like, after she killed her second cousin to ascend the throne, then this person fucked this person, and then they got rid of this person.
Every story about a castle in Europe revolves around some crazy Catholic shit, and then someone got thrown out of a turret.
Right, somebody.
The end. Right. Yeah, yeah. Not a good time to be alive.
So Rick Santorum taking a swing at the Pope, and we liked it ourselves.
Oh, did we?
That must have been our, maybe that's one of our
oopsies.
Moderators.
Get it together, moderators. We're watching.
Go to facebook.com. But that, a lot of comments on that one. A whole bunch of comments from our friends. Like
Perfect.
This guy says, what about the Pope being infallible?
He's got what about that?
He's got a point. Catholics like to whip out that papal infallibility shit. Well, now you
Boom.
Got the popity-dopity saying... Be nice to poor people and shit. And, you know, guess what? Global warming. We got to take care of that, bitches.
So are you telling me by Santorum coming out against the Pope, he is, in fact, sealing his fate that he burns eternally in hell?
I guess so.
That's what it sounds like to me.
In papal infallibility.
Have fun burning, stupid.
He's saying, I, as a politician in America, know better than the leader of my religion. Maybe the Pope needs to stay out of science. Christo Ninny.
That is insane.
Anti-porn dude.
Right.
Santorum. And anti-contraception. He's said that. He's said, I think just free crazy access to contraception is a problem.
How? It's healthcare.
He's one of these who thinks that mainly women should have...
Yes.
Devices clamped to them that does not allow their vaginas.
That's an industry.
To be active until it's time to breed a baby.
Well, that's a job creation. Someone has to make that widget.
And anything that stops that process is illegal.
Jeez.
Should be illegal.
This guy really likes people. I mean, that's the thing with the Republicans, right? They value lives so much. But why don't you want to fucking give them some people some money so they can buy widgets and have a good time when they're on the planet?
They only value life when it's 16 cells up in a vajayjay.
Hey, guys, what if you create a gay life? Does that bother you or what? You know?
That's Satan.
What?
That's Satan.
Okay.
Getting into them.
Kate, make a note.
And that's a choice.
I forgot. Make a note. Remind me of that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of that's a choice.
Yeah, I forgot. Okay. Right. Forgot all about that.
Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thecrabdiving.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Google Plus.
Right. Roy Moore says that gay marriage is gonna literally
Roy Moore is a dick.
Cause the destruction of our country.
He's from one of the worst states, Alabama. Sorry guys, but you suck.
Literally. Gay marriage will cause the destruction of the United States of America.
Is it like when a movie is like when Alderaan gets destroyed? Is the Death Star coming?
Yes.
How is it getting destroyed?
You want to hear him?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here's a little bit of Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore, Justice, Injustice Roy Moore, the Chief Justice of Alabama, and every Alabaman that voted for this asshole. It really deserves a little bit of an e-cock slap for voting for this guy. This is on
what they're
CNS News.
Doing is they're toying with something that's like dynamite and will destroy our country.
Do you think so?
I think that eventually, over a period of time, it will. Mm-hmm. I think that eventually that you're going to have people. Well, yes, I think definitely will, because
this is how he's caught in his own answer, because
he's a dipshit.
This person just said, "Oh, really?" And he's like, "Well, yeah." Nobody asked why or how. Like, how do you think it's going to cause the destruction of America?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's going to cause the destruction of America? And now, he, in his own little fucked up Christo loop in his head, he's like, he can't explain why it's going to cause.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know it's going to happen.
Explain yourself, shithead.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Eventually, over a period of time, it will. I think that eventually that you're going to have people. Well, yes, I think definitely will, because the agenda of the homosexual movement is to force acceptance of this on everybody.
Okay, that's not. But let's, for a moment, try to stick our heads so far up our asses that we think that is the case.
That we have to think like this
guy? That the homosexual agenda is to force everyone to accept gay marriage. Okay, so now we've forced everyone to accept gay marriage. How does that lead to the destruction
of the planet?
Of America. And first, how do you force everyone to accept that? How do you police? How is that thought police? You're policing.
Do you remember when Project Genesis blew up in Star Trek 3?
Yes.
It's going to be like that.
I see.
It's going to be so horrible.
How does that happen?
Because
how do you
you're disrupting the natural balance of things.
How do they think it's going to be policed, forcing people to accept gay marriage?
By God.
Now we're forcing people who work for the government to issue marriage licenses, which they're trying to get out of in North Carolina. Did you hear about that?
No,
heinous law?
You can't do that. Oh, because of their religious sensibilities.
Yeah, McCrory, I guess, the governor, a little tiny spark of intelligence going on. And
yes.
Even he said, look, we can't pass this law that says, the law that the ninnies there sent to him says, if a government worker,
right, a magistrate,
says they don't want to issue a marriage certificate because it goes against their deeply held religious beliefs, they can say, no marriage for you.
Good God.
Now, in the middle of Charlotte, okay, you go to the next window, there's another magistrate there.
Yeah, it's a big city.
In the middle of butt fuck me, North Carolina.
Absolutely, man.
Where is a gay couple going to go? They walk into a place where there's one magistrate for the entire county, and they say, we want to get married. And they say, I ain't doing that. Get the hell out of here.
In butt fuck me, North Carolina.
What if in butt fuck me, North Carolina, Magistrate Cuntface
Hello.
Decides that it's, you know, those guys back in the 50s that said that it was against your religion for a black to marry a white, they were right.
Right.
It's against my religion, too. And now suddenly a couple, a heterosexual couple comes in where one's black and one's white, and Magistrate Cuntface says, no marriage for you.
Buttfuck North Carolina is scary.
Right?
You're painting a terrifying picture.
This is what the legislature of North Carolina sent to the governor that they think should happen just because they're so fucking terrified of gay people having equal rights.
Yeah, relax. People can't live like this with your fucking tyranny and your religious persecution and all this bullshit.
Or religion.
Stop it.
I think it's against my religion that a Jew marries a Catholic. I'm not giving you a seriously.
Right, it's against my religion for me to fucking issue a driver's license to a black person.
That's their deeply held religious belief. I don't think women should drive.
That's my religious belief.
I don't think I should have to issue a driver's license.
How about this? I don't think you should have a gun. That's my religious belief.
So
how do you like that
you
shit?
You know what? To play in our civilized society, Justice Roy Moore, fucker. Yes. There, we're going to force people to do stuff. They ain't participating.
It's the bare minimum.
Nobody's asking you to take a cock up your ass if you rubber stamp something that says these two people have the same civil rights as the next couple that comes in.
It's the bare minimum. We're talking about treating people like human beings. Treating people like people. Who gives a fuck?
I'm sure there are people. I'm sure there's a lot of them in your state, Roy Moore. A lot of these magistrates have probably had an interracial come before them, and their little taints get a little twitchy about it.
Yeah.
But guess what? There's nothing they can do about it. So Roy Moore is saying that he thinks, he really believes, that those people should be able to say, no, I don't think that the black man and the white woman should be able to get married because it makes my sphincter tight.
God, I mean, there are just some parts of this country that just straight up need babysitters. You just cannot trust them to do the right thing. There's always some idiot. Like, it's Roy Moore. And the thing about Roy Moore is he is the babysitter, right? He's the judge.
He's the Supreme Court. He's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama.
They're supposed to be looking out for our best interests, right? Protecting our rights. Now they're
only
saying
the white Christian ones.
It's separate but equal. That's what they're saying.
Straight white. Absolutely.
How do they even, at this point, 2015, how do you...
Well, they tried that with civil unions, right?
Right.
They tried that with, well, you know, look, you can get the same things that we have here, but we're just going to call it something different.
God.
That's like, you can have your own water fountain, but it's going to be next to mine.
We're past this, guys. We're way past this bullshit.
Not if it's religious, though. Jesus in America. Bible.
Hey.
God spread his legs and from his loins came forth the United States of America Constitution with an eagle.
No. That's not how it worked. Eve. No. Somebody pulled a rib from Adam and then out came Eve.
And then she fucked us all.
Right. Oh, yes. The original sin, correct?
It's a woman's fault.
She ate an apple.
Of course.
What do you want her to do? She's walking around naked in the woods with some dude she barely knows. He was just born from a rib.
In a Christo-fascist patriarchy, of course, the basis of the religion, the basis of original sin is a woman's fault.
You know, I got to tell you, the scariest...
That's how they base their misogyny.
Yeah.
Their systemic and cultural misogyny. Is all based on the fact that Eve wouldn't leave that apple alone.
She was so hungry. She's wandering around in this garden. I need to eat something. She's like, there's a tree over there. There's an apple.
Well, it's curiosity.
It's filled with snakes.
It's curiosity. Because remember, it's the tree of knowledge, Ryan, that they were forbidden from.
All right.
That they were forbidden from biting and eating. Well, and Satan... Evil Satan, the snake, who was also created by God, And somehow God knew that Satan was going to do all this shit and let it happen anyway. So really, God like wrote a play and is watching it go. Right? I mean, there's no free will.
Wait a second. The Bible's literal. You're not. It's a literal. Eve walked over to get an apple because she was hungry. And a snake. Right. There's snakes in the trees. Right. I hate snakes. And despite the snake being there, she grabbed the apple because she was starving.
But when God created all this shit, yes, he knew that she would go. He knew that if he told her, don't go eat the apple, he still knew she was going to go eat the fucking apple.
Then why do it in the first place?
Welcome to atheism.
Right.
Welcome. Welcome to thought.
Hey.
And welcome to reason.
Welcome to the party, everybody.
Not this guy, though.
Yeah. You've already seen it in cases regarding bakeries and flower shops, people, chaplains in the Navy. There's just a lot of things that
he can barely make his point.
He's talking about clinging shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because clinging shit was run out of the Navy because he refused to give a non-Jesus-y event when he's supposed to give a non-denominational. He's supposed to be the generic God guy,
and he's getting paid for that. He's getting paid well,
and
so
he refused.
Shut the fuck up and do it.
He refused because Jesus told him that even if there's some Muslims in the group, or even if there's some atheists, or even if there's some Hindus or some Pastafarians, that he's got to ram Jesus up their throat because God, because that's why.
I think we're trying to be forced because it deals with religious liberty.
And that's what he
said.
Wow. So,
what a dick.
Right.
What a fucking dick.
Justice Roy Moore saying it's literally going to destroy the country, though he's a little vague on the how and why.
Yeah. It's just another rich fucking white guy.
And then
he's talking about bullshit.
Right. And then he'll probably end up saying that the reason we're going to get destroyed is because Sodom and Gomorrah, because we're allowing homosexuals to get married. God's going to get pissed and turn us all into piles of salt and shit.
Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the best song ever.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sorry.
From the Village People.
It's all so stupid. I mean, it's just exhausting that we have to fucking, I don't know.
Deal with
you got to take these people seriously. You got to take this Roy Moore saying this bullshit. You got to treat him like he's not a blithering lunatic.
Right.
Blathering. What is it?
Blithering?
He's a blithering lunatic.
Blathering, blithering.
He also blathers.
We've got one more. We heard from him a little bit yesterday. Pat Robertson.
Oh, all right.
Of the 700 Club.
Yee!
This is hot off the presses.
Is he talking about his diamond mine?
This is today.
Oh.
He's talking about something that we had talked about.
Yes.
A little bit. This is, again, the terrifying view of these dominionists who are creeping more and more into society.
Right.
They want to take over. They're not even hiding it anymore. They want this to be a Christian country. Michelle Bachmann wants to convert people who move here. And she's, well, what do you mean that's not good? She can't comprehend how people's telling her that's a shitty thing to do. What? What? What do you mean? Here's Pat Robertson.
Insane.
With, you know, just listen.
Republican Senator Mike Lee is so concerned by what he heard in the arguments over same-sex marriage at the Supreme Court, he brought these leaders of Christian education together to warn the nation about it. During those arguments, the Obama administration's Solicitor General made a statement that has sent chills through religious institutions that support traditional marriage.
One of the questions that I thought was particularly insightful was asked by my former boss, Justice Alito.
Alito asked, in the Bob Jones case, the court held that a college was not entitled to tax-exempt status if it opposed interracial marriage or interracial dating.
So there was a case that Bob Jones University apparently was receiving tax money, and there was a rule at Bob Jones University that said no interracial dating.
You gotta be kidding me. No Asian girls?
This was a while ago. they lost that case.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a shocker.
So this is what now Mike Lee, the moron senator from Utah, what he's upset about and was just talking about is that he's going to draw the parallel between that and gay marriage.
Okay.
That the Solicitor General, one of the arguments for gay marriage is that this the same kind of thing. That you can't, he's going to say now they're going to say that universities can't ban gay people dating.
What?
Religious freedom.
Oh my God.
So here's, this goes on and on in this news story. Here's where the news ninny, an Asian guy on the 700
Jeez.
Club tosses it over back to Pat.
Okay. Court decision.
Isn't it chilling to think that a practice that was abhorrent and stigmatized for so many years has now become the dominant weapon of the left?
Now, what interestingly, that you could dial that back about 40 years and use that exact phrase that he just said for what we're arguing about, the interracial thing.
Are you saying Pat Roberts is not necessarily evolved?
To hurt those who share traditional values. I want to go back to that Bob Jones case because that was mentioned. Bob Jones never prohibited men and women of different races from getting married. They never had any laws, as I understand.
They had rules on the campus about interracial dating. What do you mean about getting married? How are you going to have a law that says...
How ridiculous.
They merely said in their statement of faith they didn't believe that the Bible supported interracial marriage.
Oh, well, that's it.
Okay.
We don't believe that it supports interracial marriage.
The book they worship.
And interracial activity. Now, that was their belief. It actually is not supported by the Bible.
Oh, here we go. Cafeteria Christianing again.
He gets to pick what he wants.
Right.
I want Jell-O. I want beans.
Now, back then, Bob Jones and those Christo ninnies were equally as emphatic about the fact that the Negro should not sleep with the white. And here it is in Dick Wadicus 17, chapter 9.
Bullshit, they got 69.
The Bible is talking about is relationship between believers and non-believers, Jews and non-Jews, not black and white. But nevertheless, the whole power of the federal government came after a guy named Coleman, who was...
We don't have enough time. We got to actually stop it, like kind of like right now.
He's a dick.
What Pat goes on to say is that that schools with interracial dating bans should have been able to do that because Bible.
To that we say, Ithaca.
Yeah, so Pat Roberts is saying he thinks that that decision was wrong.
Bag of dicks.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Live, crabdiving.com live. Go to Crab Diving for everything. Ryan Pfeiffer is at RatedRComedy on Twitter, RatedRComedy.com.
Patrick Vile is at Twitter, at Vile Experience, oh so vile.
And we're back tomorrow, crabdiving.com, everything you need.
What up?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, at crabdiving.